Hey, joining us on the Outdoor Show now, my buddy Dan Lloyd from Northwoods Bait and Tackle in Chassel, Michigan, right there on Portage Lake. Dan, thanks for joining us again.
Hey, Adam, how you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm excited to hear, well, of course I want to hear about how the fishing's been, although I'm expecting you to tell me that it's just been okay. That's the reports I'm getting from around you. Is that accurate? What do you say?
Well, I've talked to a couple guys that came in yesterday, and to me, it seems like the walleye fishing off the humps has picked up a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, a guy came in, he had three, and another guy had two. You know, they were decent fish, so I think it's picked up a little bit.
I wonder if it's because, you know, we got a little bit of warm weather today and yesterday, and it hasn't gotten so terribly cold at night. Although we're expected to go back to those single digits, but at least right now, teens overnight.
Pretty stable right now. I mean, I think it's 20-some degrees today, and it wasn't, you know, super cold yesterday. But the pike fishing seems like it stayed the same. Everybody I've talked to that goes out seems to, you know, always catch some pike anyway.
Okay. So first of all, I guess we should follow up with, you know, what's working for walleye that you know of? Minnows still, or?
Yeah, the guys are still jigging Rapalas, Swedish pimples. Using small minnows, I have some small shiners in. I gave him some yesterday, and I know he caught one the other night, just dead sticking a shiner on a little bitty jig.
And speaking of jigging spoons, I'm really excited to hear that. Would you say it's fair for me to say because of the Outdoor Show, you're hooked up with the Moonshine Lure guy?
Correct.
You got the shiver minnows in your store now.
Yeah, we finally got hooked up. He sent me, there's eight different colors that he makes on it. Yeah, it's a shiver minnow. And I just got him in today, matter of fact, they're on the wall right now, and they look pretty sharp. I think they're going to add a little boost to the walleye fishermen.
I'd like to hear from some walleye fishermen in terms of what I've heard is that the thing that they do the best, obviously besides glow, is the way they fall when you let them go. They literally fall and roll over like a real dead minnow does.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited to hear how these guys are going to do with them. I got guys coming in here probably today and tomorrow. I told them I'd have some coming in, so hopefully I can get some reports of switching them over to use this new shiver minnow.
And you are fully loaded. There's a big tournament up in your neck of the woods again this weekend.
Yeah, correct. Otter Lake tournament's this Saturday. My bait truck's coming in tomorrow. I'll be stocked up heavy on everything, plus I'm going to have the slab shiners in, which is the extra large goldens.
Wow. You can't get those very often. I'm talking as a fisherman. It's hard to find them.
No, the bait guy that delivers them to me, I'm the only buddy that carries them, so nobody even ever carries them on his route up here. I'm the only buddy that's got them slab goldens.
I can tell you this, as a bait dealer, a past bait dealer, they are really tough to keep alive, and that's why a lot of bait dealers won't take they won't buy them. They won't hold them in their tanks. So you know you're doing something right when you can carry big, giant golden shiners.
Yeah, I've had pretty good luck with them, even my medium goldens and the large goldens, but these slab goldens, I seem to be doing okay. The last batch, I had only lost one, so I had bait saver to the tanks and that finer shiner, and they seem to do okay.
Well, good. Dan, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us today. And you're still open 24 hours?
Still open 24 hours.
Anything else you want to share with the listeners?
No, I guess that's it. You know, we got the weekend coming up. Plenty of bait. Truck will be in tomorrow, and everybody head out and enjoy the hard ice.
Try those shiver minnows from you.
Yeah, I'm waiting to get a report on them.
Dan, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us.
No problem, Adam. You have a great day.
From Northwoods Bait and Tackle, Dan Lloyd.